hammered with questions about accounting and taxes and depreciation and should I buy under a company name, should I buy under an individual name, stuff that we just can't answer. So we were very fortunate, thanks to the Akia Mart boys, we're very fortunate to be introduced to Sato-san. This is the first time he's speaking to this kind of panel. Might have different types of questions, so please feel free to write down questions and float them to him during the Q&A panel after he goes through his stuff. So, Sato-san, thank you very much.
Hello. Nice to meet you. I'm Daigo Sato. I think it's my first time to have a session in front of foreigners. I speak Japanese every time, so I'm very nervous. But please let me know if my English is not too easy to understand. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Let me introduce myself. I'm Daigo Sato. I am a certified tax accountant, Zeirishi in Japan. I provided tax service to corporate and individual, and I was in PwC Tax Japan for 14 years, and I provide this service to Japanese and foreigners, and during my working in PwC, I was seconded to London. In London, I support the Japanese people who invest in the property in the UK. Yeah, and so I'm very happy to share tax technical advice to people who are interested in Japanese property today. Yes, so this is my brief profile. Yeah. Yes, in this slide, I would like to explain the basic things of tax residence in Japan and taxable income. Yes. First, tax residence is broadly divided to two categories, resident taxpayer and non-resident taxpayer. And in detail, resident taxpayer further divided to permanent resident taxpayer and non-permanent resident taxpayer. Every category taxable income is different. I think you here in now is I assume a resident taxpayer. I assume if you if anybody non-resident Japan, please let me know today. Non-resident? Coming? Oh, non-resident. I see. You are living in Japan or not? So I see. Thank you. I explain from a resident taxpayer. For resident taxpayer, need to pay Japanese tax on worldwide income. And normal permanent resident taxpayer, it is a resident but living in Japan for less than 5 years, in immediate 10 years, and non-Japanese nationality is categorized in non-permanent resident taxpayer. And non-permanent resident taxpayer need to pay tax on Japan domestic income and remittance of foreign source income. And last thing, non-resident taxpayer need to pay only on Japan domestic income. But please note for income from the real property in Japan, this is Japan source income. So regardless of your tax status in Japan, you need to pay on tax from the income in Japan property. Yeah, and also you, if you have any rental income in Japan, you need to file tax return everybody needs to file tax return in 2 months and a half after the end of period. Yeah. The next slide, I'm going to explain the rental income. In this slide, I would like to explain the how to calculate the income from rental income. As you may understand, income is calculated by total earnings minus necessary expenses. And the definition of necessary expense is very important to calculate your income. The main necessary expenses as follows: fixed asset tax, depreciation expense, repair and cleaning cost, premium, insurance premium. It is considered as a necessary expense. So you need to calculate every year your rental income, and you need to file the tax return by March 15 of the next year. And I think the depreciation expense is the biggest necessary expense. So if you have a rental property, it is very important to how much is your depreciation expense. In the next slide, I explain the acquisition cost of acquisition cost. Acquisition cost includes the purchase price of land and building, construction cost, and renovation fee if you get the IKEA, and incidental cost. I have some tips for you. Incidental cost is have a choice to be acquisition cost or expense. As for agent commission, it is only allowed to be included in acquisition cost. So if you pay 3% to agent, it must be included in acquisition cost. You cannot be expense in the year you purchase the property. But there are three types of expenses. Registration, license tax, real estate acquisition tax, and shihoshoshi hoshu. These expenses, you can choose to be acquisition cost or expense. So if you want to save your profit in the first year, you can choose expense. Yes. And I have one tip for stamp duty. Stamp duty in Japanese is inshise. If you have a sales contract, if you you need to attach a stamp duty. But stamp duty is imposed to the contract in Japan, only in Japan. So if you sign outside Japan, you don't need to pay stamp duty. So it's very useful tips for you. So please sign it in Hawaii or your vacation. Yes. Oh, sorry. And I would like to explain about the depreciation expense in detail. As for the depreciation expense, it is very important to find out how many years is a useful life for accounting and tax purpose. For the brand new building, It is made by wood, and it is for residential use. The useful year is 22 years. And if your building is RC, it's a reinforced concrete, the useful life is very high, 47 years. So if you have a brand new building, you need to calculate the depreciation cost in this period. And if you purchase a pre-owned property and IKEA, you can use a special rule, statutory useful life for pre-owned property. There is two type of calculation. One type is that a building older than its statutory useful life. So if you you purchase a building in wood and more than 22 years old, you can estimate the useful life is 20% of its statutory useful life. And second category, building with in its statutory useful life, there is a bit complicated calculation. Statutory useful life minus number of elapsed years plus number of elapsed years multiplied 20%. I'd like to explain with a case study. If you purchase building made by wood, its residential use built in 1994, it is 30 years. In that case, 30 years is older than 22 years. So in that case, you can calculate only to multiply by 20%. In that case, 44 years. And less than 1 year, we can cut it. So in that case, 4 years. So if you purchase the wood property, you can expense the building in 4 years. Yeah. And in the second case, if you purchase building, concrete built in 1985, in that case, we can calculate like that, and the result is 15 years. So key point for depreciation cost, the older the pre-owned property you acquire, the faster you can expense the acquisition cost. It is a very important thing to calculate the rental income in Japan. And if you have any loss from rental income because of the depreciation cost, you can deduct from other income. So some people has many big salary, they will they sometimes invest to the property with the old property because they would like to get the depreciation cost and offset their salary. So in some case, they use it to take advantage from aggregation of profit and loss in Japan. And in the case, if you have any income to offset, if you are blue tax return taxpayer, you can carry forward 3 years the loss to the next 3 years. And these rules can be applied for resident taxpayer. So if you are non-resident taxpayer, you cannot offset any income in Japan, and you cannot uh, offset is not offset is not abroad for a non-resident taxpayer, but California is allowed for a non-resident taxpayer as well. Yes. Yes, in this slide, this is just for the withholding tax rule. If a landlord is non-resident of Japan, the tenant should be withholding tax when you pay the rent. So this withholding tax rule is applied for only for non-resident landlord in Japan. But there is one exception. If rent is for the purpose of using their own residential room, this withholding it will be exempt. Yes, there is rule for only for non-resident non-resident individuals. Yes, this is the income tax rate. This rate is applied both for tax residential and non-residential taxpayer. And separately, only for resident, tax resident, they need to pay 10% of local inhabitant tax separately to this taxable. Yes. These are the comment about the rental income. Next page, I'd like to explain about capital gain from the real estate in Japan. Capital gain from sales of real property in Japan are taxed separately from other source income. So, as for the rental income, the tax rate can be calculated with this table, but capital gain is separately calculated. And to calculate the capital gain, the length of the property you have been held is very important. Yeah, there are two types of capital gain. One is a long-term capital gain, and second term is a short-term capital gain. If your property is you held for over 5 years, as of 1st January of the year when the transfer was made, the tax rate is applied 20.35%. But if you sold your property less than 5 years, tax rate will be higher. Total 39.63% will be applied. So for capital gain calculation purpose, how many years you held is very important. I would like to advise to non-resident investors. For non-resident investors, no need to pay the local inhabitant tax, only for national tax. So for non-resident taxpayer, for long-term capital gain, need to pay only only 15% tax on that capital gain. Yes. And there is a special withhold tax rule only for the non-resident investors. If a non-resident investor sells the property in Japan, the buyer needs to withhold the tax. So please be careful if you are a non-resident individual. Yeah. And I have one point I would like to advise to you all. There is inheritance and gift tax in Japan. This is very, very high rate tax in Japan, as you may know. Yeah. Inheritance tax and gift tax is imposed on individuals who acquire property by inheritance or gift. Property in Japan is Japan's status asset, so anybody need to pay this tax in Japan if you receive the property by gift or inheritance. Yes, and in key point, I would like to explain that. How to evaluate these assets in Japan? It's not a fair market value when we calculate these tax in Japan. We will use Losenka roadside land price for the land and fixed asset tax valuation. We will use it for the building when we calculate this tax. And this Losenka and Koteisanze Hyokaku is usually lower than fair market value. So 2 weeks ago, my client purchased a property to save inheritance tax because there is many big gap between fair market value and Losenka. In my client case, he is going to purchase a property in Chiyodaku. The price is 500 million yen, is a one condo. But I calculate the Losenka value for this property, the price was only 125 million yen. It is in that case, it is just 25% of fair market value for that inheritance tax purpose. So if you have 500 million yen when you die, the high tax rate, maximum rate is 50%. 55% tax rate will be imposed to your cash. But if you change to property, only in that case, 125 million yen is used for calculation of these tax. So when I have a seminar to Japanese people, they are keen to save their inheritance tax using the property. Yeah. So I think one of the reasons that Japanese property is hiring, the older people in Japan have invested in the center of Tokyo's condominium to save their tax. So please note, if you are in Japan, and if you are not in Japan, Japan's status asset is subject to Japan inheritance tax and gift tax. So please consult your tax accountant yeah, in advance. Yeah. This is a matrix of the classification of taxpayer and taxable asset for inheritance gift tax. I think if you live in Japan, you are categorized as the people who has jusho in Japan. If you have jusho in Japan and you live in Japan with a permanent visa or a sports visa, except for a visa under the table or one of the Immigration Act, you need to pay the inheritance tax not only for a Japan status asset, but also a worldwide asset in Japan. So Inheritance and gift tax is very headache issue, but if you have jusho in Japan, we cannot escape from this tax. So please keep in mind, sorry, Japan tax is crazy. That is from me. Thank you.
One question from you. I think you already started answering it. If somebody is paying high income tax in Japan, what kind of strategy, property investment strategy, can they use to minimize their income tax?
I think as I explained in the slide, I think depreciation cost is a good solution to offset your income. And if you have get many big depreciation, you can save the tax in the first or second, third year when you invest it. After that, if you have 5 or 10 years, I think there you cannot take the depreciation cost. In that year, you can have income from the rental income. So I think you can minimize the tax rate, because tax rate is higher if your income is higher. So I think that one solution is you can use it from the rental income, I think.
So to get big depreciation, you need to buy more newer property?
Yes. If older, it is best. Okay. Yeah, it is best. Yes?
I've got some questions from the floor. First of all, is there VAT on minpaku earnings?
Consumption tax.
I see. If you have a rental income, if you rent us your property for residential purpose, no consumption tax is charged. But if you rent out as a minpaku, you need to charge the consumption tax to your customer, and you receive the consumption tax, you need to pay the consumption tax in the next year. So you need to take care of the consumption tax. Just deposit and pay later.
Another question from the floor. Is there any difference in the tax rate if it's a company who buys the real estate versus an individual who buys the real estate?
It's very important things. Because individual tax rate will be higher if your earning income is higher. But for corporate tax, there is almost flat rate, almost 30%, including local tax. So if you range in this line of 33%, I think it is a good stage to think about the corporate to be set up the GK or KK, for this income. Yes. Yep.
On that, so when you, let's say, have an inheritance, let's say your father passes away, he's giving your property, if it's under a company's name, the property is under a company's name, mm-hmm. instead of directly like this, it goes like this. Is that a way to save on it? Is that...
It's very good question. If you have if you inherited the property directly, property is calculated with Rosenka and Koteisan de Hyokaku. But if you inherit the property within the company, you need to calculate the corporate share price. And almost case, we can get the discount if you have the property be a company. So many Japanese people choose to have a company when they invest in Japanese property. Yeah, it's a good question.
Yep. Going back to the consumption tax.
Yep.
When I receive rent to my properties, then that's, I don't have to charge it, I understand that. But if I have a vendor that has to do repairs, then I have to pay consumption tax on the vendor's invoice. So, but if I register for the consumption tax, can I get that 10% back?
It depends on the case. If you register as a qualified invoice taxpayer, if you receive the consumption tax, you need to pay the tax office. But you can offset the expense.
I know that.
Yeah.
The 10% I'm charged for the work to be done on the property, can I get that back?
If he pay renovation bill,
which
includes
yeah. You can get a refund. If you are the consumption tax payer. So
I know I don't have to charge it on my rent, but it's still worth registering because you can get the 10% back.
Not if you need to calculate how much you can get refund, because you need to pay first the consumption tax you receive it. If you don't charge it, but the 10% of your sale is consumption tax, the tax office will think about. So, sorry, I think you need to offset, and if your consumption tax you paid is bigger than you receive it, you can get refunded from tax office. So let me explain in detail with you.
Last question.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable to set up a GK or KK as an individual for the sole purpose of buying an investment property?
What? What did you say?
Acceptable from a tax perspective?
Yes. So if I wanted to buy an investment property, I can do it under my name as an individual. Can I also separately instead set up a GK or a KK, but only with just my name?
Yeah.
To reduce my tax rate, like you just explained. Is that okay? Or do I need to have a company with a business purpose?
Yes. You can set up and you can.
Yes. If they have renovation done, the value is now not depreciated. Will the tax office recognize the new value of the house?
Yeah. If you renovate your house, the renovated price should be included in the acquisition cost and need to expense in the useful life. Yeah, so you cannot expense it one time. Yeah.
But is the value of the asset then reassessed as not depreciated? Can you start the depreciation process again?
After renovating.
After renovating.
After renovation, it depends on the renovation cost. If renovation cost is higher than 50% of brand new building, in that case, you need to depreciate in the useful years for brand new building. But renovation cost is less than 50% compared to the building cost. You can use the same useful time. So if your property is building older than 22 years, you can expand it in 4 years in that case. Does it answer to you?
Okay. That's why you said it's better to buy older buildings and do the renovations, then you have a 4-year write-off on your repairs.
Yes.
Yes.
But renovation cost is more than 50% of the new branded building. Tax office consider it is all brand new building. Yes. So you need to expense it in 22 years for wood house. So the keyword is 50% or not.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.